You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Up with Max Roach in 1958 on the LP On the Chicago Scene. That was the great trumpeter, pianist, and Kansas City jazz advocate Eddie Baker with the tune Stompin' at the Savoy. His early life was consumed with classical music studies, but it was the jazz that grabbed his heart and took him for a ride.
Isn't that interesting how some of these guys that have taken up the classical studies, like Duke Ellington, it's one of the reasons why they had a sound that was so rich, full of panache.
Well, it was the same thing with Charlie Parker. He was a huge Stravinsky fan.
Oh, really?
Oh, these guys were disciples of the classic music arts. And I think there's a natural offshoot with jazz that goes right hand in hand with it.
Yep. Well, then the classical form is very strict.
Yes.
Whereas the jazz form gives you an opportunity to just kind of cut it loose.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, it might actually be kind of almost an adolescent reaction.
That's why bebop was such a shock
to the disciplines of classical music and going to freeform, which is jazz. Anyway,
well, and that's why jazz is so cool. So back to Eddie Baker. After hearing both swing and early bebop, he charged hard in the jazz scene and made a name for himself. Prior to his passing in 2001, he was a huge and busy advocate for the establishment of the Jazz Hall of Fame in Kansas City, Missouri. Back in 1950, Baker accompanied Miles Davis at a Chicago gig and got to play even harder the following year when tenor saxophonist Illinois Jacquet came through the Windy City. Many more gigs would follow after that, with cats like Sonny Stitt, Paul Basham, and bassist Wilbur Ware. From this career oasis, Baker continued to collaborate with the best in jazz, like trumpeter Roy Eldridge. His later years in Kansas City saw his emergence more fully as a bandleader, and it all started in the 60s with the New Breed Jazz Orchestra. This 18-piece big band gave a 12-year-old singer named Kevin Mahogany his first professional gig. Eddie Baker never received the much-deserved acclaim nationally for his contributions to jazz, but the impact on Kansas City jazz is something that will simply never fade away. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of the great Eddie Baker and the American Jazz Hall of Fame, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to give you one more hour of jazz to make that good feeling stick around. From that decade of the roaring 1920s, Casey knew all so well, here's Johnny Dunn's original Jazz Hounds with the tune Sugar Blues.
Thank you.
That was the saxophonist and composer, Mr. Sam Newsom, with the 2011 song When You See the Light off his album called Global Unity. He first came into prominence on the New York jazz scene as a member of the Terrence Blanchard Quintet in the early 90s. Sam started out on the tenor sax, but found a new calling on the soprano sax during a career that has been following that soprano lead ever since. His music has been very consistent in incorporating elements from North Africa, Japan, and the Middle East. He has spent his career releasing critically acclaimed albums and now is the Associate Professor of Jazz Studies at Long Island University's Brooklyn campus. And he happens to be an amazingly cool cat with great stories. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he had some fond memories of touring with the great Donald Byrd. Check it out.
That was a great experience. And just listening to all of the stories that he had to tell. I mean, this is someone who played the Coltrane, Sonny Rollins, Thelonious Monk, Art Blakey. So, I mean, I remember we had one gig in Pittsburgh. And so we drove from New York to Pittsburgh. And I swear he talked, I mean, it was like a 6-hour drive. And he talked the entire time. It was like getting an education, you know, in the backseat of a car.
Speaking of the great Donald Byrd, here he is in 1961 following Sam with the tune Each Time I Think of You off the Catwalk LP.
I'm Mark the Love Man Pinder from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Like the shadows of morning, they climb up to the August afternoon. Charlie has a way of picking up the day just by walking slowly in a room. Maybe it's a kind of magic that only little boys can do. But seeing Charlie smile can make you stop a while and get you feeling glad you're here. He's only a boy named Charlie, a boy named Charlie Brown. He's just a kid next door, perhaps a little more. He's every kid in every town. It's full of lots of people here and there and all around, but people after all start out as being small, and we're all a boy named Charlie Brown. Now the shadows of the morning have gone beyond the August afternoon, and Charlie's had his day, his very special day, his morning and his evening and his noon. The world is full of lots of people here and there and all around, but people after all start out as being small, and we're all a boy named Charlie Brown.
That was the great Vince Guaraldi on the keys and singer-songwriter, musician, and poet Rob McEwen with the main title track off the 1964 album A Boy Named Charlie Brown. Rob left us on January 29, 2015 at the age of 81, and man, did he have one hell of a creative run, to put it mildly. He was one of the best-selling poets in the U.S. He earned two Academy Award nominations, one Pulitzer nomination, and the guy sold over a million records and 60 million books worldwide. He is everywhere. He even had a time with Mr. Lionel Hampton doing that jazz music, and it's good that we have a little ode to him and his life's work here on Neon Jazz. Our next track on the show comes from the Hardy Legends and Lions with the tune I'm Old Fashioned. Good descriptors for Mr. Rod McEwen. ¶¶
Thank you.
That was the jazz singer Chicago calls a jazz dynamo, Elaine Dame, with the 2014 song I'm All Smiles, off her latest album called You're My Thrill. From her regular appearances at the Rainbow Room in New York City, the special performances for the University of Chicago, her career has been dedicated to sophisticated, swinging, urban jazz. For the past 8 years, she has been a tireless jazz singer and a private jazz vocal instructor. Honored to have been a 2013 teaching artist at Obert Davis's Chicago Jazz Philharmonic Summer Jazz Academy. That's a mouthful and a big honor.
He had to pronounce a couple of those words like they were complete sentences.
Yeah. That was three sentences in one.
Yeah.
From Elaine, we move on to the great Ina Ray Hutton with her orchestra in tow. Here's the 5 o'clock whistle right here on Neon Jazz.
Somebody fix the whistle. That's right, now my poor old pop will know it's time for him to stop.
Papa's still in the factory, 'cause he don't know what time it happens to be. The 5 o'clock whistle didn't blow, the whistle is broke, and what do you know? If somebody don't find out what's wrong, oh, my papa'll be working all night long. Oh, who's gonna fix the whistle? Won't somebody fix the whistle?
Oh, who's gonna fix the whistle so my poor old pop will know?
So my poor old pop will know it's time for him to stop. You ought to hear what my mommy said when Papa came home and sneaked into bed and told her he worked till 2:30, 'cause the 5 o'clock whistle never blew.
Jazz singer Elaine Dame. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Enjoy the show.
At words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. top. You're the Colosseum. You're the top. You're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're Halley's Comet, a Shakespeare sonnet. You're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile. You're the Tower of Pisa. You're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
That was the powerful Canadian jazz vocalist Diana Patton with the 2013 song You're the Top off her album called Red. She began her music career as a member of the Hamilton All-Star Jazz Band and now has 6 albums to her credit as a solo performer. Along with being a formidable Canadian jazz force, she holds a master's degree in French literature. Along with the jazz, she also teaches art and French at Westdale Secondary School in Hamilton, Ontario. Joining the great KC Jazz Cat and mentor, Mr. Bobby Watson, is Victor Lewis and Jerry Bergonzi with the 1998 song New York Attitude, and man, did they know all about that. Thank you.
This is pianist Joanne Doherty, a Kansas City transplant now living in Chicago. Check out Neon Jazz with Joe Domino on the radio or on his podcast for lots of great interviews with fascinating musicians.
That was the great Jones Smith Incorporated with their catchy little tune called The Shoeshine Swing as we wind things down around here on Neon Jazz. And from the annals of Sam Newsom and the amazing music he has given to the world, here he is getting that soprano sax moving with the tune Twinkle Tinkle off the 2007 album Monk Abstractions. It's a very cool listen and a very nice way to end this hour of jazz together. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that always likes that answer, yes, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Why, thank you.
Yes, yes, no. Yes. No. Like what you heard? Well, let's hear a yes, yes out there. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would love to hear what you have to say. And you know what?
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. The great
boy, it's one of these evenings, ain't it?
Joining the great KC Jazz Cat Bobby Watson is Victor Lewis and Jerry Bergonzi with the 1998 song New York Attitude. And man alive, did they know all about that?
What?
Neon Jazz.